So, hey, John. So I think I'm right there with you with compliance for the most part. I don't know. I expressed this before. I'm confused by the film too. Not confused. I don't know. I have a certain hang-up about the film, I guess, because it just doesn't. I guess in a lot of ways it fails in what it sets out to do with, which is, I think, want to make the audience question whether or not they would do this in this situation, right? Or I think if you dismiss it too quickly that you wouldn't do it because, you know, these are uneducated fast food workers who are gullible or whatever, I think then the film is... I think the film's not achieving what it wants to do, in that aspect, right? It doesn't achieve the believability aspect necessarily. Now, it's also given a pretty hard premise to work with in terms of believability. I mean, I mentioned this on Facebook, it's a ridiculous scenario. How could anybody fall for it? Yet, it happened in over, I think they said 70 cases, right? So, you know, and so to your point about the 2020 story, that's the first I really paid attention to the actual true events. I kind of purposely didn't look up any true events before or after because I didn't want it to. I thought it was better kind of not knowing where the line was, what was true, what wasn't. And that final sexual assault scene, as you say, it is confusing, right? Because you're given the shot of her feet, and they don't curl. What do? They move a little. And I sat there going, wait, what is she, really doing what I think she's doing? You know, and I think the 2020 film, when they show the clips, are actually more affecting than the entire movie, than the entire compliance, just those few clips in the girl, like you said, she's pretty, but she is a little more, I don't know, she's more plain, I guess, but I don't know. So I have the same problems with you about the film. I want to give it a chance and like it. I just think it kind of fails in what it sets out to do, even if I guess what it sets out to do is a good thing with, oh man, all right, call you back.